This is XM and Morris. Plug in to the show.
This channel uses explicit language and subject matter. Any political or religious views do not reflect this channel's ideals, and any similarities to persons or places are coincidental. Listener discretion advised. You are listening to Maximum Horror.
All right, guys, welcome to Maximum Horror, and as always, I have Punk here with me. We're going to talk about our true stories and some of the hauntings we had, and like when my mom bought a voodoo doll by accident.
She accidentally bought it.
And like I said, this was around the time that we all moved out of the house. So I'm pretty sure they were happy to be alone, but I don't know because...
weird things happened
because like when I first moved out and got my first apartment, I remember like at 4 a.m. for like 3 or 4 days straight, there was that loud knocking on my door and it was loud. It would wake me up and I was like very paranoid because that was the first time I had my own place to myself.
Yeah, alone.
Yeah, so I'm running around in my underwear. Who's out there?
The frying pan. not even have your cutlery yet. Just have all your cutlery. How do you say? Your cutlery set.
Yeah.
Just going out there to your little plastic
fork. The plastic butter knife.
I started off with plastic utensils when we got our first house. It was plastic utensils, and we were washing our plastic utensils.
Yeah, you couldn't even afford to toss them already.
I couldn't afford. I was like, no, I was washing my plastics.
Well, I'm pretty sure everyone's been at that point because...
But that's how, you know, and that was kind of how we fell into this whole scenario was I had moved to Kansas, and my mom had went over, you know, and she was just go over every summer to accompany me. And one time we went to... So we were in Leavenworth, Kansas, which is a pretty old district. That buildings there are pretty old. So they had really cool antique malls there. There was this three-story antique mall I took my mom to. And once we hit the doll section, it was on the first floor. It was the doll section. And she blew all her money there, and we left, and she never even saw the rest of the antique store. But she got a big, like, two boxes of... we just went to like, you know, antique stores and Goodwills around the downtown area. Big boxes of like, what are those dolls with the glass faces?
Like porcelain.
Porcelain dolls and creepy little dolls. Just an assortment of creepy dolls.
Old like jester clown dolls.
Yes.
She had like those
little
like
raggedy
in the blue dresses and everything too, and they're all fancy dressed with
the
aprons
fancy ones.
And
like
everything.
Little Annabelles. Like imagine if Annabelle came from a collection set. She basically got a whole bunch of the rest of the collection. Yeah. So, you know, and we have a picture. We actually displayed them on my couch right after we bought them. We displayed them on the couch, and my mom snagged a picture. So we could upload that picture to, you know, our Twitter account. And that's pretty cool. You guys could check out which one you guys let us know.
Again, we're getting started on this Twitter account. We're going to try to have it up as soon as possible.
As soon as we can.
It's going to be a joint thing, so both of me and her could go ahead and start posting for you guys.
So on that Twitter account, when we post up that picture, you guys let me know what you think of those dolls and which ones are creepy. And in that exact picture that I'm talking about that we will post, there's two voodoo dolls that my mom unwittingly bought when she bought these.
Yeah, because she just bought them by box full.
She
didn't
was just
know.
Randomly buying these dolls off the shelves, you know? And the older, the better, right? They just look so creepy. So in that picture, and I'll point them out, are two real voodoo dolls that we didn't know were dolls until freaky stuff started happening. That was a red flag, though. I'll give us that. You know how in every scary movie, there's always like, you're an idiot. How did you not pick up on that? How did you not see that was a potential?
Oh, yeah.
We did pull an idiot mistake.
It was obvious which one the voodoo doll is once we get to it.
It was obvious. So this one was us. We deserved that one. When my mom bought the set and we laid them all out on the couch and we took that picture, well, when we were putting them back in the box, we... one of the voodoo dolls has blood on them.
Yes,
blood.
Before we get into it, it's a homemade doll. It's literally made out of like burlap sack, hand-stitched.
Oh, yes.
Handmade dress on it with an apron.
Like,
it's all handmade.
Handmade.
You could tell
you can
it looks creepy, and that's why she bought it, because This was for the Halloween decorations for later that year.
Mm-hmm.
So she buys it, and on the little, the only like white piece of fabric on that fucking doll, there's a blood stain where someone like wiped the blood onto the doll.
It's unmistakably blood, because you know when blood dries, it's not like paint, it dries red. No, it dries with a brown
like,
kind of tint.
Yeah,
on
that
it.
Brownish hue to it.
I'm
yeah.
like, hey, I'm a girl. I see period blood every so often, okay? I know what dried blood looks like. That was dried blood, I promise you. It was a red flag, but I don't know. We just kind of swept it under the rug. We weren't stupid. We knew what it was. We were able to pick up fairly quickly. I don't know about this one. And I remember we always kind of kept an eye on that doll from the start. Oh,
because to start off, what happened that first night you guys
bought
it?
And that first day we had it, in fact.
And mind you, because you told me your husband wasn't there that first night either. It was just
there.
You and your mom.
So when we
mom.
Were in, you know, Leavenworth, obviously there's like 11 prisons there. It's everyone knows Leavenworth for being the prison community. So, you know, my husband's gone. He's gone overnights, right? He's working at the prison. Just me and my mom. And this apartment with the kids. And it was like, okay, whatever. I got my mom. I was comfortable because I was like, hey, my mom's here with me. We had just taken that picture. Everything was already put away. But it was that night. That night we got those dolls. We're upstairs and we hear like at 3 a.m, just like bang loud, like police are banging on my door. So I get up, me and my mom get up, and we're scared because we're like, hey, what's going on? So we go, my mom goes downstairs and looked out, and no one was there. It was just like, okay. And that was the first night, and then I think my mom had left. My dad was coming to pick her up, so then my mom had left, and that was it. Just as soon as those dolls left my house, like, it didn't make sense, you know, like, the day they got to my house, we had knocking at 3 a.m.
Yeah, because
which,
she said it happened
you,
a couple of days, right? Something like that?
Well, she was only there that day because then the next day, that's when Dad got there and then they drove back together. And then, so it was weird because it was like, how, I don't know, the day that Mom had those dolls was the night that we heard those loud banging on the door. It was like 3 a.m. And that, mind you, the witching hour is 3 a.m, so it's kind of like, that's creepy. And then just as like that, my dad was there, and then my dad, you know, my parents stayed like one or two nights, but nothing really weird happened. But again, nothing ever happens when Dad's around. And then as soon as they left, everything went like, it was like normal. Like, it was just those dolls that made things like creepy, you know? It was like uncomfortable at the house.
Yeah, then of course I was over at their house because I would spend the weekends over there, remember? Like whenever
That's
I didn't
right.
have to work, I would spend the weekends at my parents' house so I wouldn't have to drive all the way the hell back home. They lived closer. It's easier just to do it. So they come back home, and the first thing my mom does on her first day there is display all these brand new dolls that she got and that she's like so happy about.
She's so excited.
She was so excited about having them. She displayed them that first night.
And, like, and it was like mid-July.
Yeah, it wasn't even
it was
Halloween
like
yet. That's how far ahead we planned for our Halloween decorations. But she displays them, and she has them in the living room. She has this shelf in the living room, and she displays all of them right there. And that night, I kid you not, I have a nightmare. And I wake up the next day, and I'm telling my parents, hey, I had a nightmare. And they go, that's crazy, because my mom said she has a nightmare. My dad says she has a nightmare. And this happens like 2 days in a row before we realize it might be the doll. Because my mom goes, well, did I tell you guys about the knocking at the house when I bought the doll? And you're like,
yeah.
How come you don't tell us this kind of stuff? We go and we find the voodoo doll and we put it away. And nothing happens. No one has nightmares. Everything's fine. And that voodoo doll stayed put away for a good while until recently, actually.
Into a special spot,
yeah.
Which is interesting, because if you look back at a lot of, like, classic horror movies, Annabelle, they isolate the doll, and usually things kind of simmer down unless someone starts messing with it again, you know? So it's creepy that stuff is real. That kind of, you know, I'm not saying, like, to the degree of Annabelle, but I'm saying it's out there. It's creepy. We, you know, I'm not saying dolls move, but the sense, the negativity, the just what it brings, what it can bring to you, that portal it opens,
but
you know?
You know, know what I find weird is that we had that doll for years, and whenever we would get ready for Halloween and we pull out the Halloween decorations, the doll would find its way out somehow. You would always see the doll every year when we'd do it. And the thing is, my mom put it away by itself, but it would always find itself in other boxes we'd pull out.
And it tossed around.
And it'd find its way out every year, and we don't know how it did it, but it'd always find its way back out, and my mom would go and she'd put it back away and everything every year.
And the thing with voodoo dolls is because, like, oh, and they'd be like, oh, well, why don't you just throw it away or burn it? I'm superstitious with good cause. And I have seen in lots of movies and lots of TV shows, when you burn, destroy, and even in, you know what, even in The Conjuring, they even mention why they keep them and not destroy them. It's because, well, you don't really know what you're releasing if you destroy it, you know? And I have heard things, too, where that comes back at you in a negative way, kind of like how they say Ouija boards are bad, or carrying tarot cards brings bad luck. Okay, well, I guess we learned having a voodoo doll with bloodstains on it, probably not the best idea. Definitely brought some extra eerie feelings to the house, to the already haunted house. Thank you.
Yeah, and then, of course, recently my mom did get the courage to throw it away. She said, enough's enough. And this happened. This happened because me, my dad, and my brother-in-law, we all play our instruments together. We screw around every so often and just like we play our little music. So my tia's there, and she's impressed, and she's recording us play. And as she's recording us play, we play right next to the attic door where the doll is stored.
Where we keep the doll.
And in the video she shows us, there are those little orbs floating around the room like crazy, like mad crazy. They're everywhere. Like, it was no joke. It was like you could actually see them everywhere. We're trying to get the video from her, but she's kind of like, it's hard to get contact with her sometimes.
I'm like, hey, if you hear this, come through with that video, dude.
So
please,
we could post it. That's another cool video to post.
Please, Dia, if you hear this, please give us that video. But yes, the video exists. It's out there. Those orbs, I'm telling you. I don't know. I don't know if it's because we bring something or we already have a little the shine. You know, I don't know what it is or that doll brought more. But I feel items do have their own kind of like their own
spiritual energy.
Yes, their own energy that they have with them. Bringing that doll into the house just made things like weird. And then mom saw that and said, was like, enough was enough.
See, I'm thinking something else happened because we've had those dolls for years. Like for actual, like a good like 4 or 5 years, we've had that voodoo doll. But I think something happened to mom after that and she didn't tell us about it because she legit threw it away. She didn't want to see it anymore. Like, there's a big flip in her attitude. She just tossed it. And to be honest, I'm going to be scared out of my mind if next Halloween and we're unpacking shit and that doll's in the shit again.
Oh, no. And you know what? And I've heard stories, and that's why I say I've seen those stories when the people throw it away or burn it or break it or destroy it or what have you, and it's there again. I don't know how. I don't know if that actually exists. I've never experienced that. I don't want to. I'm like, I don't want to. If that's the case, no thanks. I hope that doll stays gone.
I legit made sure it got picked up by the dumpster guy. Like, the first thing in the morning, I made sure that doll was still in the trash can. And I watched them take it away. Because I would hate to really see that doll again. That would just be like this one of the scariest things to happen to us.
But we will upload that picture out, and then I'll go ahead and crop it to that specific doll. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It looks, that one was our bad. That one was 100% on us. We should have.
Yeah, it looks like a voodoo doll. We should have known.
We should have known, definitely. There were so many red flags, and, well, I guess good thing it didn't get too crazy, because they would have made a movie about us. Millions of people would have said, what a dumbass. They kept that doll after it had blood, and after this weird stuff happened. Well, yeah, I guess those dumb people exist. They're right here.
So, poor thing. It looked like it was on its period, though. It was right there next to the crotch.
Right there, yep. It was right there. I was like, ooh, it was on her little... She was wearing a white dress, too.
Oh, but just imagine the lady that they named it after. Oh. Having that blood stain right there on the crotch. The probably poor lady that they were, like, screwing with.
She didn't bear children. I don't know what she did, but she pissed somebody off. And that's the whole thing. It was weird that we got that doll from Kansas, because that's a historic... district, like Leavenworth, that's a historic district. Like those buildings are like old. I'm not, I mean, they're not like those super old ones, like, you know, those Victorian olds, but they're still pretty new. They are pretty old buildings and they're creepy, and they actually have haunted tours there because of that historic district's got so many ghost sightings. I wonder, well, I don't wonder, I'm pretty sure that that doll as much like ghost activity, paranormal activity goes on there, it's no wonder I ended up picking a doll. She picked a doll from there, and then, you know, we brought it back. We should have got rid of that thing. Oh, should have got rid of that thing.
I don't know why she bought them. I've never liked them.
Well, that's why she bought them.
Because I had my great grandma. You never met her. But she had those, she had porcelain dolls like that. And they weren't little ones like mom's. No, these were like the toddler size, full sized. And they're creepy with their porcelain faces. They're not all cracked and stuff like they do in the movies. They're just regular solid white, but there's still something off and eerie about them. Because I remember that too, going to those antique stores like that when I was a kid, and they would have those sections of the antique dolls, and that's just creepy.
And even our grandma, she doesn't have them anymore.
No, she doesn't have them anymore. She got rid of them too.
She did used to have just the masks. They weren't like the whole doll. It was just like a porcelain mask.
Just the face part.
Just the face. Creepy, and she would have them kind of like scattered on the, on the wall. It was just so creepy, like so shiny. Well, I thought they're cool because they're real shiny and smooth, but for what it is, a Casper white face on the wall.
Right, like you don't see white faces, and it reminds me like you ever hear about those death pictures back in the olden days?
Death?
Yeah, so what happened was cameras apparently had trouble capturing people, so what they would do is they would wait for people to die, and when they were dead, they would dress them up real nice, and they'd take their picture. And that's why they looked pale, like in some of those old pictures, black and white ones, the people with those like extra pale faces, and you're like, that's a creepy picture. It's because a bunch of times it was what they did when people died. They would dress them up real nice in their suit, and they'd sit them there like they were alive, and they'd take a picture of them.
With their eyes open?
Yeah, and everything, so it would look weird. So if you ever run into those old black and white pictures and they feel creepy, that's probably why, because you're looking at a dead person. And
Post them post them up there so we can see too. Creepy.
Yeah, but that's what they used to do back in like the 1800s and or whatever. The cameras started coming out big, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's freaky. So it's pretty interesting how cameras also pick things up. I know how we said Arthia took that video and you can see those orbs. And then, you know, even on Google, you know, ghosts caught on camera, you know. So you guys stick around. We'll do a whole other podcast on, you know, the electronics used by paranormal investigators. And it's pretty interesting how they use that to their advantage. But we'll do a podcast on that.
Well, it makes sense. Maybe they do, like, have a connection with electronics, considering that they used to take pictures.
There's
dead bodies,
that's what I'm saying.
And they found a way to
a
way to connect to it.
Some sort of a connection, but we'll do that on a separate podcast. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's gross. I can only imagine being the photographer taking the picture. Like you're staring at a dead guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, cheese. Oh, sorry.
just stay there. Be quiet, okay?
Don't move, sir. A little to the left.
A little to the left. Oh, that'd be scary. He actually shifted to the left too, huh? Right there.
Ooh, which reminds me, Autopsy of Jane Doe. I recommend that one. Watch that one if you guys haven't seen that one.
Yeah, there's always good movies out there, because I would also recommend like Terrified, but it's in Spanish. I don't know how many of you guys are Hispanic out there, how many of you don't find subtitles to begin with.
Subtitles.
But I watch a bunch of mine in Spanish. They do good stuff, too. I'd always recommend. But, that was our main haunted item that we owned. And I'm pretty sure we've had other haunted items. We'll try to dive into it more, because,
music
box.
That's what I was just about
to bring
up.
The music box was kind
you
of a haunted thing,
maybe
and it was
music,
a dead.
Maybe that music box is a little something.
Yeah. Alright guys, so that's all we're going to do for today. You're listening to Maximum Horror. Listen again and we'll try to get some more podcasts going. Like I said, I'm going to try to start the Twitter and hear more of what you guys want to say, what you want to hear, and you guys have a good night, alright?
Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. This is my first episode. Sorry if the editing was a little off, but I'm going to try to get better at it. So stick around for more episodes, and you know you're listening to Maximum Horror.